Let us turn now to the Old Testament, Psalm chapter 18. Psalm chapter 18.
第1节到第3节。
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 3.
耶和华我的力量啊，我爱你。 耶和华是我的岩石，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的。他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚，是我的高台。我要求告当赞美的耶和华，这样我必从仇敌手中被救出来。Psalm
chapter 18, verse 1 through 3. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies.
20节到23节。Verse 20 through 23. 我在他面前做了完全人，我也保守自己远离我的罪孽。
Verse 20. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, He has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all His ordinances were before me, and I did not put away His statutes from me. I am also blameless with Him, and I kept myself from my iniquity.
32节。
The God who girds me with strength and makes my way blameless.
The blameless，这个有些大部分翻译翻成perfect.
The English translation, when it says blameless, sometimes it's translated perfect.
36节。 你使我脚下的地步宽阔，我的脚未曾滑跌。
You enlarge my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped.
然后我们看诗篇103篇。
Now let's turn to Psalm 103.
第1节到第3节。
Verses 1 through 3.
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。 我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠，他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。Psalm
103, verse 1 through 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases.
第10节到第12节。
Verses 10 through 12.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。Verse
10. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. And let us have a further word of prayer.
天父，我们再把底下的时间交在你的手中。
O Lord, we continue to lift up the following time into your hands.
愿你真赐下那个赐人智慧和启示的灵。
We ask that you would send down a spirit of wisdom and understanding.
让我们借着主的话，能够更多认识主他自己的慈爱。
That through your word we may be able to understand more of your loving kindness and more of the grace of your salvation. We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 大卫, 在圣经当中呢,
David is a very important person in the Bible.
在他还没有出生以前啊,
before he was even born,
那么神就借着
The Lord spoke through Samuel to Saul, saying,
那时候呢, 耶和华已经寻找一位合他心意的人, 立他做他百姓的君王。
The Lord has already selected someone, a man after his own heart, to lead the people of Israel.
这句话呢，不是在大卫后来他表现爱主的时候说的。
These words are not spoken after David had demonstrated that he had loved the Lord.
在他还没有出现之前，神就在远处就望见他，给他做一，这是他一生的那个神给他的评价。
Before he was born, the Lord had already pointed him out and saying that this is the life that David will live.
他实在是一个活在神面前一个合神心意的人。
He is truly a man who has lived before the Lord and has a heart after the Lord.
但是这位合神心意的大卫啊，他一生呢犯了一个非常大的一个错误。
But this David, who is a man after God's own heart, did commit a great sin.
他跟拔示巴呢犯了奸淫。
He committed adultery with Bathsheba.
为了要这个掩盖他所犯的错，他又借着亚门人的手呢，把他的丈夫以乌利亚给杀了。
And to cover up his sin, he had Bathsheba's husband Uriah killed by the sword of the Ammonites.
这件事情呢，非常伤神的心呐。
And this thing greatly grieved our Lord.
神也非常的震怒。
And he was very angry.
那么呢，他借着先知拿单呢，来宣告。
And so through the prophet Nathan, he warned David of his coming judgment.
他说了，我要在你的家中啊兴起祸患来攻击。
And he said to him, I will put the sword to your household.
你在暗中行的这件事呢，我要在明处报应。
What you did in secret, I will do in front of all the people.
那么在那件事情以后啊，我们就发觉，就看见了。在他们家中呢，兴起一件一件事的让人伤心的事。
And from that point forward, we see that in David's household there are many, many events.
他的女儿塔玛被他的同父异母的哥哥那个暗嫩给玷污了。
His daughter Tamar was defiled by his son Ammon.
那么塔玛的哥哥呢，为了要报仇啊，那么设计呢又。探马的哥哥亚撒龙啊，要把这个暗嫩给杀了。
And out of revenge, Absalom, Tamar's brother, killed Ammon.
那么亚撒龙啊，他因此就逃亡了哈。
And then Absalom tried to dethrone David.
No, sorry, fled away.
Oh, he ran away first.
然后呢，当他被找回来之后啊，他又要来。这个起义啊，要这个篡这个大卫的位哈、啊，要 dethrone 他。
Yeah, and when he returned, Absalom tried to dethrone David.
那么在他叛变的这个过程当中呢，他自己又被杀了。
And at the end of his rebellion, he himself was killed.
到大卫年老的时候
，When David reached an old age,
他的王位应该传给所罗门的。
His throne was supposed to be given to Solomon.
但是他的四子啊，第四个儿子、啊，那个亚多尼亚，竟然又起来，想要自立为王。
But his fourth son, Adonijah, tried to take the throne from Solomon.
结果呢，他又死在所罗门的手下。
And he died under Solomon's hand.
这一连串的事情的发生啊，说到呢，神是那位可畏的神。
And these events tell us that our Lord is righteous.
那么他神所宣告的那个审判呢，神呢必定做成。
The judgment that he said to David, he committed himself.
不但是这样子哈。
Not only this.
当他跟拔示巴犯罪之后啊。
After David sinned with Bathsheba.
我们呢就。不再看见神借着大卫做什么大的事情。
We don't see the Lord using David for any great works.
在这之前，神借着他打败周围的敌国。
Before this, the Lord used David to subdue all of the countries surrounding Israel.
他三次打败腓利士人。
Three times he defeated the Philistines.
他让摩押呢伏在他的手下。
And he conquered Moab as well.
他呢，让亚他在亚兰地呀、啊、设立防营。
Garrison. Oh, he set garrisons throughout the country.
那么亚兰人替他为他进贡。
And the oh, and Ammon paid tribute to him.
然后呢，他又打败了以东人。
And he also subjugated the Edomites.
然后在以东地也设立防营。
And he set garrisons throughout all of Edom.
最后呢，他又那个打败这个亚门人。
At the end, when he went to conquer the Ammonites.
那就在他们要攻亚门人的京城的时候呢，大卫犯了这个罪。
And when he went to conquer the capital of the Ammonites, was when David committed his sin.
那么在那个之后呢，我们就看不到神迹的大卫做那个打了什么大仗了哈。
And after his sin, we don't see the Lord using David in any great way.
只看见在撒母耳记下21章的时候呢，大卫那时还想这个出去跟他的弟兄一起跟非利士人打仗。
In 2 Samuel, when David wanted to go with his army to fight the Philistines again,
那他几乎要被敌人给杀了。
He was almost killed by the enemy.
同时我们看见呢，他的对属灵的感觉也低落了。
And we also see that his sense of the spiritual things also was reduced.
他里头呢，不知道什么原因呢，他想要起来数点神的百姓。
For some reason, he felt the need within himself to count the people.
这件事情呢，连约雅都觉得不应该做。
And this thing was something that even Joab didn't think was right.
他劝大卫做了，说为什么要起义做这件事，要把百姓神的百姓陷在最终呢？
Joab said to David, "Why would you do such a thing to bring such a great sin to Israel?"
那知道约雅这个人啊，他不是什么很有属灵悟性的人。
And we know that Joab is not a very, very spiritual person.
他呢，为了自己的利益，也为了要报仇的，把两个比他又义又好的元帅的将军给杀了。
For his own betterment or for his own revenge, he killed two generals above him.
在圣经当中，我们看见约雅是一个挺属肉体的哈，挺自私的人。
So through the Bible, we can see that Joab is a very fleshly person.
他连约雅都觉得这件事情不能做。
And this Joab considered what David was trying to do to be wrong.
大卫却执意要做这件事情。
But David was compelled to do this.
神灵只降祸了，降了瘟疫啊！以色列当中死了70,000。
And so the Lord sent a plague among Israel, and 70,000 people died.
你看见了，当大卫犯罪之后啊，神的手在他身上是何等样的重。
So after David's sin, the Lord's hand weighed heavily upon him.
他呢，真是那个受了神的极大的对付啊。
And so he was dealt with very severely by the Lord.
神在他身上的手呢是非常严厉的。
And the Lord's hand was heavy upon David.
感谢赞美主哈。
But give thanks and praise to our Lord.
就是整个那个大卫的历史来说的话。
But through all of David's life,
大卫呢，在神的面前还是一个合神心意的人。
Throughout the Bible, it still considers David to be a man after God's own heart.
在列王记上啊，第15章的那里，给大卫做一个结语哈。
In 1 Kings chapter 15, it gave David a conclusion.
他说呢，大卫呢，除了赫人乌利亚那件事情以外，都是行耶和华眼中看的事，正看为正的事。
The Bible says that except for this thing with Uriah, that he did right before the Lord.
那么他一生呢，遵行耶和华所吩咐一切的命令。
And that his entire life he pursued after the Lord's will.
没错，大卫确实跌倒。
So that, without a doubt, David did stumble.
那么他确实也犯了罪。
And he did commit sin.
他就犯了很重的罪。
And he committed a very serious sin.
感谢主啊，神是有怜悯的神。
We thank the Lord that our Lord is full of mercy.
大卫呢，在这么大的犯罪当中呢，神还是把他挽回过来。
In such a great sin, our Lord still redeemed David.
因为他投靠神呢，神还是把他摆在高处。
Because he trusted in the Lord still raised him up.
在诗篇第18篇呢，
In Psalms chapter 18,
那么
It tells us what kind of a man David was.
这篇诗篇呢,很长,
this psalm is very long.
那么在整个诗篇里面的话,大概除了诗篇119篇以外的,
apart from Psalm 119, Psalm 18 is probably the longest psalm.
那这篇诗篇呢,它非常的特别。
This psalm is very special.
因为呢,这么长的一篇诗篇呢, 它在圣经当中呢,出现过两次。
That such a long psalm appears in the Bible twice.
在这里呢,出现这么长的一篇篇幅,它讲了一次。
Here in Psalms, this entire psalm is written once.
然后呢,在撒母耳记下22章呢,它重复了一遍。
And in 2 Samuel 22, the psalm is repeated.
你知道呢,我们的耶和华的言语啊,是纯净的言语啊。 他呢,在泥炉中呢,练过七次的。
We know that the word of our Lord is very precise.
他在泥炉当中啊,练过七次的啊。It's been refined in the fire seven times. 那么他是炼净的,他是非常精炼的,圣经的话。 Very precise.
It is very precise.
那么神的话呢,很少是累赘的,是多余的。And
it is never redundant.
那么这么长的一张诗,那个圣经呢,神说了两遍。So
this very long psalm, for it to appear twice.
那还应该非常值得我们的注意。It
means that we should pay special attention to it.
那么这篇诗篇呢,什么时候是大卫什么时候写的呢?
So when was this psalm written by David?
那么在他诗题他告诉我们啊,
in the text, it tells us,
the title, it says, 他说呢,是当神呢,救他脱离一切仇敌和扫罗之手的日子呢,这个大卫他向耶和华念了这个诗。
Says, for the choir director, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul.
这篇诗呢,有人说啊,他是在犯罪之前写的,有些人说是他在犯罪之后写的。
Some people say that he wrote this psalm before he sinned, and some people say that he wrote it after he sinned.
但这诗题告诉我们是说啊,他是在人救他脱离一切仇敌之后所写的。
But the title tells us that it was written after the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies.
不单呢,大卫在犯罪之前他有很多的仇敌,扫罗就是他的仇敌。
Before he sinned, David had, of course, had many enemies. Saul himself was his enemy.
周围许多列国是他的仇敌。
And all the countries surrounding him were his enemies.
但他犯罪之后呢?
But after he sinned,
神在他家中兴起仇敌。
He brought up enemies from within David's own family.
诗篇第三篇呢,是大卫在逃避他儿子亚撒龙的时候写的。
Psalm chapter 3 was written when David was fleeing from his son Absalom.
他那第一节他就说,耶和华啊,我的仇敌啊,何其加增啊,有许多人起来攻击我。
In verse 1 it says, O Lord, how my adversaries have increased, many are rising up against me.
当他犯罪之后啊,神在家中啊,就兴起了仇敌了。
So after he sinned, the Lord raised up enemies against David from within his own household.
所以这篇诗篇呢,应该是他在晚年的时候写的。
So this Psalm 18 should have been written in his later years.
那更重要的是啊,神把这张诗篇呢,在撒母耳记下22章重复了一遍。
Another important thing to note is that this Psalm is repeated in 2 Samuel 22.
撒母耳记下22章的时候,那已经是说到大卫一生的结束的时候了。
At the end of 2 Samuel, towards the end of David's life.
因为底下一章啊,23章,他就说啊,他底下呢是大卫末了的话。
And then, at the end of chapter 23, it says that these are the last words of David.
所以呢,我们知道这篇诗呢,神把它摆在大卫的人生的最晚的时候呢,给他一生啊,做一个结束啊,做一个写照。So,
we know that the Lord repeated this psalm in 2 Timothy 22, to act as a conclusion for David's life.
所以这篇诗篇18篇呢，是因为是大卫一生的经历啊，就是他在经历一生经历神之后呢，他写的这篇诗。So
Psalm 18 was written with David's entire life experience.
这篇诗呢，基本上可以分为两个部分。And
this psalm can be split into two parts.
那么前面一部分第一节到第十九节啊，他呢说到他是如何的来投靠他的神。
The first part from verse 1 through 19 tells of David's experience with the Lord, how he can learn to trust the Lord. How the Lord became his refuge.
那么第20节到30到50节的后半段呢，就是说，当他这么样的依靠神之后，
So from verse 20 through 50, after David learned to trust in the Lord, how did the Lord shape David into the man he is?
因为在他里面呢，把他这个人做成什么样的一个，是什么样的一个人？
How he changed him internally to be the man he is.
然后也说到了他的外面呢，因着那个神的恩典，他怎么样来胜过敌仇敌？
And through the Lord's grace, how he overcame his adversaries.
这篇诗一开始的第一节呢，就立刻就抓住我们的里面的注意力哈。
From the very first verse, this psalm grabs our attention.
他说呢，耶和华我的力量啊，我爱你。
It says, I love you, O Lord, my strength.
哎，我自己在读的时候，都不是那样子的，这个大卫一个大男人哈，那么而且是个战士，一个勇士，他这么就大大咧咧的说，来到我爱你。
So when I first read this psalm, I couldn't within myself consider David, you know, such a manly man, you know, like a warrior, saying, I love you, O Lord.
哎呀，他这个一点都不含蓄哈，一点都不保留哈，他就这么说出来说，天哪，我爱你。
And without holding back, no shame, kind of says, I love you, O Lord.
为什么他爱神呢？
So why does he love the Lord?
因为呢，耶和华是他的力量，耶和华我的力量啊。
Because the Lord is his strength. I love you, O Lord, my strength.
我们今天爱神呢，我说是因为神呐，因为你是有怜悯的神，是你天天在带领我经过患难的神，你天天保守我的神，所以呢，我爱你，对不对？
So today when we say we love the Lord, it's because our Lord is gracious and merciful. He leads us through all of our difficulties, right?
大卫呢，他是一个战士哈，他知道那个能力的重要，他经历神耶和华一生经历耶和华的能力啊，他在这样的经历他的能力之后，他说。 你是我的能力,
but David is a warrior, so he understands the importance of strength. So when he says, I love you, O Lord, my strength.
那么第二节，他立刻用一口气用九个形容词来说耶和华对他是他的什么。And
in the second verse, he uses in one breath nine different nouns to describe our Lord.
他说你是我的岩石，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的，我的盾牌，我的脚，我的高台。
Says the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, the shield, the horn of my salvation, and my stronghold.
哎，这都是常常去打仗的人呢，他用的这些词，对。
So these are all phrases that are used by a man who often fights wars.
大卫不是在这里告诉我们说他怎么会讲话，怎么有很多的美丽的一些词藻哈。Here
David doesn't show us, you know, many beautiful words.
他是从里头就涌出那个美词啊。He
uses the words that are from within himself.
哎呀，就说到耶和华是他的磐石，是他的依靠，是他的山寨哈。
Says the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer.
这个呢，实在是他一生的经历。
So this truly is his life's experience.
当他这么样的投靠神的时候，
when he trusts in the Lord in these ways,
神呢就把他从死亡的绳索中间呢，把他拯救出来，把阴间的绳索底下呢，把他拯救出来。
So when he trusts in the Lord in this way, the Lord saves him from the cords of death that were surrounding him.
那么当他在疾难中求告神的时候呢，神听了他的祷告，使他的我的呼求入了神的耳中。And
in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God for help. So this is the Lord that he trusted when he was in distress, when he was in danger.
接下来第七节到十五节就描述这位他所依靠的神是什么样的一位神。
And from 7 to 15, it tells us the kind of Lord that he has trusted.
哎呀，他所描述这个神呢是非常可畏的神啊。The
Lord he has trusted is very terrifying.
那他说了，当他发怒的时候呢，地就摇撼颤抖。
He says in verse 7, then the earth shook and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains were trembling.
三个根基呢，也就震动摇撼。那么，他从他的鼻口呢，要冒烟上腾了，从他口中的发火焚烧啊。
In verse 8, smoke went up out of his nostrils and fire from his mouth devoured.
那么第15节他说了，耶和华的你的斥责一发呢，你鼻孔的气一出啊，海底就出现，大地的根基也显露。
In verse 15, then the channels of water appeared and the foundations of the world were laid bare. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils.
哎呀，他大卫在这里描述啊，神他的威严啊，他的荣耀啊，他的能力啊。
So here, David is praising the Lord's power and his glory.
如果我们认识的神是这样的神的话，你会什么样的反应啊？
If this was the God that we knew, what would be your reaction?
当神把他的威严显出来的时候，你是更亲近他，你还是远远的逃避他。
When the Lord demonstrates his anger, would you draw near to him or would you run away?
当以色列人他们在旷野西乃山底下的时候，
when the Israelites were in the wilderness under Mount Zion,
当他们看见了神的威严显现的时候，
when the Lord demonstrated his might,
那么当山上有那个脚声、有火、有烟的时候，
when on top of the mountain there was thunder and lightning and fire and smoke.
他们是什么样的反应啊?
What was their reaction?
他们里面颤抖啊，他们里面害怕。
They were terrified and shaken within themselves.
他们说了，跟大卫这个摩西说啊，我们你跟我讲话就好了，神不要跟我讲话，不要用神跟我讲话，如果神跟我们讲话了，我们都要死亡啊。So
the Israelites said to Moses, "You speak to us. Don't let the Lord speak to us, because if He speaks to us, then we'll all die."
但是这位战士，这个战士大卫啊，他的感觉不是这样子啊。
But David, the warrior, his feelings weren't like this.
神他知道神那个这个发的那个怒气哈，他的那个威严显出来的时候呢，是向着仇敌发的。David
knows that when the Lord displays his anger, it is displayed against his enemies.
正是因为神呢能够显出这样的威严呢，所以他要来投靠他。Because
the Lord has demonstrated his might, that is why David trusts in the Lord.
在仇敌攻击他的时候,
when his enemies are attacking him,
这个仇敌啊, 不单是世界上的仇敌,
not only the enemies in the world,
不单是那个撒旦仇敌,
not only Satan, the great enemy,
我们里头的肉体常常也是我们的仇敌,
often our flesh and ourselves is our enemy.
他来投靠谁呢?
So who can David trust in?
是谁能够使他胜过这些仇敌呢?
Who can help him overcome these enemies?
是那位有大能的神。
It is that mighty God.
哎呀，所以呢，他一生是这样子来投靠那位有能力的神。So
his whole life, he has trusted in this God.
那么神把他做到什么样的地步呢?
So, to what point did God bring David?
他当他这样的依靠他的时候呢，那么他从里头呢，对神要发出怎么样的赞美呢?
So when he sees this God that he trusts, what is the praise that comes out from within him?
二十节他说呢，耶和华按着我的公义报答我，按着我手中的清洁赏赐我。Verse
20 it says, "The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, He has recompensed me."
大卫真的是可以说呢，除了乌利亚那件事情以外，我一生呢是行耶和华眼中看为正的事。David
can truly say, apart from this incident with Uriah, I have done according to the Lord's will.
乌利亚那件事啊，是他一生的痛苦啊，一生的痛苦。And
this event with Uriah is his one sorrow in his life.
但是呢，在那件事情以后呢，他靠着神，他说呢，我呢，神要按我手中的清洁来赏赐我。But
after that event, he says, according to the cleanness of my hands, the Lord has recompensed me.
大卫一生呢，他可以说他是守节心清的。David
can say with his whole life that his hands are clean.
乌利亚的事情呢,
This event with Uriah, for some reason, David stumbled and fell.
但是呢，他一生遵守耶和华的道。But
his entire life, he followed the Lord's will.
他说呢，我未曾作恶，离开我的神。He
says, and have not wickedly departed from my God. Verse
他虽然犯罪过。
Although he has sinned,
他虽然跌倒过,
although he did stumble,
但是他没有离弃他的神,
he has never departed from the Lord.
他不是因为他犯了这么大的错，神把他打在一边不用他了，他就离开他的神了。It's
not, he did not when he stumbled and fell, the Lord did not use him. He did not depart from the Lord.
他的一切的典章呢，藏在我的面前，他的律例我也未曾丢弃。
For all of his ordinances were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. So this was a place that's very precious to David. He truly desired the Lord's word. Even though he went through so many difficulties, the Lord's word lifted him up. So verse 23, he says,
他说我在他面前呢做了完全人,
I was also blameless or perfect with him.
我也保守自己远离我的罪孽,
and I kept myself from my iniquity.
很多人呢，他读到这一节的时候呢，他说这一篇诗篇绝对不会是在大卫在犯罪之前写，犯罪之后写的。
So when people read this verse, they say, you know, this couldn't have been written before David sinned.
他犯了那么大的罪，他怎么还可以说这句话？
He committed such a great sin. How can he say this?
其实我们要再回来想啊。
But we have to come back and think.
难道大卫他在犯罪之前，他就没有在乌利亚事件之前，他就没有犯过罪吗？
Did David not commit any sin before this event with Uriah?
如果我们是用人犯不犯罪来衡量的话。 他在乌利亚事件之前，他也没有，他也不能说他是个完全人嘛，就是。
Even before his sin with Uriah, he cannot claim that he's perfect.
他在拿巴的事件上，他几乎要那个要流无辜之人的血。The
incident with
Naba.
Yeah, he was about to spill innocent blood.
在希格拉事件里头，他几乎要跟仇敌一起站在一起，要来攻打神的百姓啊。And
when he was fleeing from Saul, living with the Philistines, he was about to join with them to attack Israel.
在圣经上呢，所说的完全的时候呢，圣经不是说到那个无罪的完全。
When the Bible talks about being perfect, it's not talking about being without sin.
Sinless.
Or sinless perfection.
只有一个人呢,
there's only one person who is perfect without sin. And that is our Lord Jesus.
只有我们的主耶稣基督啊，他是完全，他是没有瑕疵的，没有犯过任何罪的。
Only our Lord Jesus is completely perfect, spotless, and never committed any sin.
但是圣经上面呢，不断的要求我们呢，鼓励我们要做完全人。
But not only does the Bible encourage us and call us to be perfect.
保罗呢，常常他说我在完全人当中也讲智慧。
Paul often says,
I speak about wisdom among the perfect.
Yeah, I speak about wisdom among those who are perfect.
那么他对于那个。 其他对哥林多教会这么个属肉体的教会啊，他说了你们要立志做完全人。To
the Corinthians, such a fleshly church, he asked them, "You must become perfect."
所以呢，圣经所说的完全呢，不是说像主耶稣基督那样的绝对的完全。So
when the Bible talks about being perfect, it's not like the perfection of our Lord Jesus.
他们 absolute perfection.
It's absolute perfection.
那么圣经上说的是完全都是相对的。
So it is a relative perfection.
它是呢，当我们在某一个属灵的阶段的时候，我们活出神在我们那个阶段的要求的时候，我们在神的眼中，他看我们为完全。So
at any point in our spiritual journey, it is us living up to the Lord's will, that level of perfection.
那么大卫在这时候可以说。
So David, in his last days, he can say that even though I stumbled and fell, I'm still living before our Lord.
He says,
and I kept myself from my iniquity.
他不但保守他里头，保守这个他里面的不再去犯罪。
Not only did he keep within himself from sinning,
同时呢，他以前犯过的罪呢，也不能够再来攻击他，再来定他的罪。
His previous sins couldn't come to accuse him.
保守自己远离我的罪孽。
And I kept myself from my iniquity.
那么大卫他是如何的那个达到这样的境界，一个完全的定境界呢？
So how did David come to this level of perfection?
31节他说，除了耶和华谁是神呢？除了我们的神谁是磐石呢？
Verse 31, David says, "For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God?"
32节他说，我有那以力量束我腰，使我行为完全的，他是神。
Verse 32, "The God who girds me with strength and makes my way blameless or perfect."
是那个以他力量，神的力量束他腰的那一位。
The God who girds me with strength.
是加给他能力的那一位。
It's He who gives him strength.
是他那位，是他的磐石，是他山寨的那一位。
It is His rock, His refuge.
是神呢加给他力量，神成为他的力量，使他能够完全，能够胜过罪。
It is God who gives him strength that allows him to overcome and be perfect.
难怪大卫啊，他一开始他就要发出这样的赞美，说耶和华我的力量啊，我爱你。
That is why in the very beginning, David says, "I love you, O Lord, my strength."
当他经历神成为他的能力，成他的力量的时候，他把神把他带到什么样的境界？哎呀，他里头发出赞美，感谢神。
So when the Lord gave him this experience and brought him to this point, and he says that he gives this kind of praise.
不但是他这个在这个时候呢，他活出神的光景啊。
Not only here when is
神要他的光景啊。 Live out.
Yeah. Not only at this time did the Lord want him to live out this experience or his life.
而且他似乎他过去的犯的错误啊，曾经犯过的错误，不再来搅扰他。
His previous sin didn't come to bother him.
36节他怎么说呢？
Verse 36 it says,
他说你使我的脚下的地步宽阔，我的脚未曾滑跌。
You enlarge my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped.
我说大卫啊，你谦虚一点嘛，你从来没有跌倒过。
You should say, David, you should humble yourself a little bit. You've never slipped.
他似乎忘记了他曾经跌倒过。
It is as if he had forgotten that he had ever slipped.
他不再想起神，就不再叫他在神面前了，圣灵也不再让他纪念这件事情。
Before the Lord, the Holy Spirit doesn't allow him to remember.
这真是大卫的祷告啊，是不是？
This is truly David's prayer, isn't it?
大卫在51篇他说了，不但神赦免他呢，他说求你涂抹我的过犯。
It's on 51, it says, "Not only be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness."
他不但求神赦免他，神他要求神把他罪完全从他的那个册子上给涂抹掉。According
to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgression.
哎呀，神呢，真是听他的祷告。Truly,
the Lord hears David's prayer.
固然神的那个在他身的那个管教他身上是重的。Even
though the Lord's discipline upon him was severe.
但在神的眼中呢，神大卫的罪就完全被洗净了。
But in the Lord's eyes, David's sin has been completely washed away.
已经是完全的涂抹掉了,
completely blotted out.
谁想不起来了?
The Lord doesn't even recall it.
大卫也想不起来。
Even David doesn't recall his sin.
啊，这实在是神的恩典啊，神的怜悯啊。
This is truly the Lord's grace and mercy.
那我们呢，就在想啊，是大卫，神是怎么样使大卫从一个 犯罪跌倒的光景，带到那个完全的地步呢？
So how does the Lord bring David from his stumbled and fallen state to this state of perfection.
他犯的罪, 他跌的脚是一个重重摔的一跤,
when he stumbled, his sin was very great.
但是神怎么样把他带到他那个到晚年那样的光景呢?
So how did the Lord bring him to this state of perfection in his later years?
固然呢, 是因为神是他的力量, 是在他的磐石, 他的山寨,
it's because the Lord is his strength, his rock and his refuge.
因为他一生这样的依靠的神呢, 神把他从深渊之中啊, 带出来, 把他立在磐石上。
It's because David trusted in the Lord that he brought him out of the wilderness and set him upon the rock.
但是我们从乌利亚这件事情上呢,
so from this sin with Uriah, we can see, we can learn several lessons.
首先呢, 当他犯罪, 那个, 拿单呢, 来责备他的时候,
right after he sinned, when the prophet Nathan came to rebuke him,
那么他立刻就认罪,
David immediately recognized his sin.
他说我得罪耶和华了,
he said, I have sinned against the Lord.
他一点都没有在那里狡辩, 为他自己说辞了, 他立刻就承认认罪。
He didn't try to justify himself. He admitted to his wrongdoing.
那么在拿单走之后呢, 他写了诗篇51篇了。
So after Nathan left, he wrote Psalm 51.
但每次我们来读诗篇51篇的时候呢, 就要被他大卫那个悔改的灵啊, 所摸着啊。
Every time we read this psalm, we should be touched by David's heart of repentance.
这实在是一个认识神的人啊, 他在里面的那个忏悔。
It's truly the heart of the man who understands the Lord.
Repent.
The repentant heart.
他说呢, 神啊, 求你按你的慈爱连续我, 求你按你丰盛的慈悲啊, 涂抹我的过犯。
It says, be gracious to me, O Lord. Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgressions.
求你呢,洗净我的那个啊, 求你将我的罪孽洗除净净的,并解除我的罪。
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
因为我知道我的过犯,我的罪藏在我眼前了。
For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me.
他在神面前呢,忧伤痛悔。
He was sorrowful and repentant before the Lord.
忧伤痛悔的心呢,神不轻看。
And that heart that he had, the Lord did not discard.
神呢,答应他的祷告。
So the Lord responded to his prayer.
神呢,给他造了一个清洁的心。
He gave him a clean heart.
使他重新有个正直的灵。
He gave him a right spirit within him.
诗篇51篇呢,实在是一个非常美的一些诗篇呢, 虽然我们在读的时候啊, 里头啊, 这个就被他那个悔改的心所摸着。
So Psalm is very precious, and whenever we read it, we can, our hearts can be touched by
it. 大卫呢, 当他一旦他知道他自己犯错的时候, 他在神面前痛悔啊, 在那里忧伤痛悔, 在求神赦免。
So, in his sorrow, he asked the Lord to forgive him.
这是第一点啊,
this is the first point.
那第二点呢?
And the second point,
当神的手管教临到他的时候,
when the discipline of the Lord came upon him,
他不发怨言, 他不逃避,
he did not complain or try to escape it.
当他神在他家中兴起患难的时候,
when the Lord brought chaos into his household,
那个他所爱的亚瑟龙起来背叛他的时候,
when Absalom came to try to overthrow him,
他一面呢, 仓皇的就逃离开了那个耶路撒冷城啊,
he fled from Jerusalem.
那么在逃离开耶路撒冷城的路上啊, 他把他的军兵啊, 分成三队,
on the way out from Jerusalem, he split his army into three groups.
摆在三个将军的手下,
and gave command to his three generals.
摆在约雅比塞跟以太的手下,
and he gave command to Joab,
Abigail,
three generals.
那么他吩咐他三个将军啊,
and he told his three generals,
他说呢, 你要为我的缘故啊, 宽待那个少年人亚撒龙啊,
he said, for my sake, deal kindly with Absalom.
那么他吩咐那个, 他这个圣经上说, 他吩咐众将的话呢, 兵都听到了, 所有人都听到了。
The Bible records that when he gave this command to his three generals, all of his soldiers heard as well.
但是呢,约雅呢,
but Joab didn't listen to the king. He still killed Absalom.
当大卫听到这件,听到这个消息的时候,
when David heard this news,
他里头非常的伤心啊,
he was very sad within him.
那么他一面走啊,
while he was walking, he was crying.
他说呢, 我儿亚撒龙啊, 我儿啊,
he says, oh my son Absalom, my son.
我儿亚撒龙, 我特别的恨不得替你死啊。
He says, my son Absalom, would I had died instead of you.
亚撒龙啊, 我儿啊, 我儿啊,
oh Absalom, my son, my son. And he keeps repeating this.
这个王这么样的伤心啊, 他底下那些兵啊, 原来打胜仗的, 把敌人给都打败了, 都逃回来了, 像是打败仗一样的, 每个人都回头土脸的, 这个不是, 这个因为, 他王, 王是哭得这么伤心啊。
David the king was so sorrowful that his army, when they returned, they were victorious over the enemy. They returned as an army that was defeated.
到时候我们才讲说, 亚撒龙, 这个逆子啊, 这个, 原谅他, 杀了哥哥的罪了, 回来了, 他居然还叛变啊。
When we consider Absalom, he fled and was forgiven for killing his brother, but when he came back, he started rebellion.
Yeah, this is a rebellious guy, rebellious son, this is a mean.
So Absalom was truly a rebellious son. But David was so sad over his son's death that even his generals felt ashamed.
不但是因为大卫爱亚撒龙啊,
not only because David loved his son.
因为他知道亚撒龙之所以叛变他犯罪的, 是因为他自己的错。
Because he knows that Absalom's rebellion is because of his own sin.
是因为他先犯了罪, 神的审判临到他的家啊, 才起了这么多的患难。
Because of David's own sin, did the Lord allow this to enter into David's household?
他服在神的手下。
And so he fell under the hand of the Lord.
接受神的审判,
and he received the Lord's discipline.
他为亚加撒龙悲伤啊,
and so he wept for Absalom.
而且呢, 他呢, 在被神摆在这个他的这个, 摆在一边的这个时间里头呢, 他做什么事情?
So, in this time after his sin, when the Lord set him aside, what was he doing?
大卫他犯罪之后啊, 他又活了多少年啊?
After David sinned, how many years did he live?
他神把他摆在一个不太用他的光底底下有多长的时间呢?
So how long was this period of time that the Lord set him aside?
如果我们从, 这个, 所罗门的身上的话, 我们大概推算一点啊。
If we count from Solomon's age,
所罗门登基的时候呢, 他是个年轻人。
When Solomon became king, he was still a young man.
他呢, 说他在20岁左右的话, 应该是很保守的啊。
So a conservative estimate, he'd be around 20 years old.
那么, 所罗门呢, 是那个别斯巴给那个, 大卫生的第几个儿子呢?
So Solomon was born to David from Bathsheba. So what number son was he?
从撒母耳记下第十二章看的，好像是他的那个八十八给他生的第二个儿子哈。From
2 Samuel chapter 12, it seems like Solomon was the second son born to Bathsheba.
但他第一个儿子死了，那么第二个儿子呢，就好像是所罗门哈。The
first son died, and the second son appears to be just Solomon.
但是呢，在那个 历代志下第三章，他说到大卫在耶路撒冷所生的儿子的时候。
But in Second Chronicles, First Chronicles chapter 3, when it lists the children born to David in Jerusalem,
他那里说呢, 88呢, 给大卫生了四个儿子,
it says that Bathsheba bore four sons to David in Jerusalem.
四尼亚, 还是谁啊, 第二个是谁, 那个, 然后是拿丹, 然后第四个才是所罗门。
Says these were born to him in Jerusalem, Shimeah, Shobab, Nathan, and then the fourth one is Solomon.
这样的顺序呢，还出现过两次。
And this listing appears two more times.
在撒母耳记下第五章那里的时候呢，他说到大卫呢，在耶路撒冷啊，又立废后妃啊，又生儿女啊。
Second Samuel chapter 5, it says David, had children in Jerusalem.
他说了，他四个儿子，他儿子你看，他是四米雅、作霸、拿单、所罗门。
It says the four sons were Shimeah, Shobab, Nathan, and then Solomon.
这四个呢，都是八十八生的。
And these four were all born to Bathsheba.
那么八那个所罗门是第四个。
And Solomon was the fourth.
同样的，这个是记载在撒母耳记上第十四章的时候，他又重复了一遍。
And in 1 Samuel 14, it was also repeated.
那么三处地方都说到是四母雅、作霸、拿单、所罗门。
And they all say the four sons were Shimeah, Shobab, Nathan, and then Solomon.
所以呢，所罗门呢，应该是这个八十八给大卫生的第五个儿子。
So Nathan would technically be the fifth son born to David.
第一个死了哈，生下他死了。那么
first one died.
直到第五个的时候才生的是所罗门。
And the fifth one is Solomon.
你看，如果我们这样推算的话呢？ 大卫从他犯罪到他过世呢，最少有25年到30年的时间。So
if we count backwards from Solomon, when Solomon became king, from David's sin to his death, there was at least 25 to 30 years.
在这么长漫长的岁月里头，over
this long period of time,
几乎呢是他做王一半以上的时间是在这个光景底下。It's
more than half of David's reign as king.
而且呢，圣经还说，他在那个耶路撒冷做王了33年。And
it said David was king in Jerusalem for 33 years.
也就是说呢，大卫在耶路撒冷做王没有几年他就犯罪了。It
says that when he was king in Jerusalem for very few years and then he sinned.
因为我们从那个那这三处圣经里面来看呢，他在 在耶路撒冷，他生的十几个儿子里头啊，头四个都是八十八生。It
says in these three places, whenever he had sons in Jerusalem, the first four were from Bathsheba.
也就是说呢，他在大卫在耶路撒冷做王三年，最多五年，他就犯了罪。So
it says that when he was king in Jerusalem for 3 to 5 years, then he sinned.
你看他在前面的那个三年到五年的时间呢，神为神记得他做了多少的事情。
So in these 3 to 5 years, what did the Lord do through David? Not only did he conquer all the surrounding nations, he recovered the ark. And he was preparing to build a temple for the Lord. And these few years were where his spiritual growth was at the highest. And at that point is when he sinned. And after that, the Lord didn't use him to do any great works. So did David just quietly sit there and do nothing? Outwardly, it seemed that the Lord didn't allow him to do any more work. But in the darkness, he did something very important for the Lord. That he prepared the materials for the Lord's temple.
他其实大卫在很早的时候，在那个开始跟仇敌打仗的时候，他就开始为神的殿预备材料了。He
started to prepare the materials from the very beginning when he defeated his enemies.
每次打仗回来，说掳回来的那个金银铜物，通通都献给耶和华。All
the stuff that he took from his enemies after he defeated them, he offered them to the Lord.
然后呢，他到了那个晚年的时候呢，他跟大跟所罗门呢嘱咐他要建殿的时候
And in his last years, when he told Solomon that he had to build a temple, he told Solomon, I have prepared all these things for the Lord's temple. I have all this gold and bronze.
有无数的香柏木,
and all this wood.
Cedar.
Wood.
无数的香柏木, 他还为耶和华的殿呢, 那个预备了十万他连的金子,
and I've stored up 100,000 talents worth of gold.
这个金子的数目我们今天不能够想象的,
and that amount of gold we can't even really imagine.
他也为了整个殿预备100万他连得的,
$1 million worth of silver. So all of the materials for the temple were pretty much prepared for. And not only that, all of the servants that were to serve in the temple he had already set up. He organized the priests into divisions. He separated the Levites out into groups. He prepared the musicians. Even the doorman he prepared. David did not stop serving the Lord. Because the Lord, even though the Lord has set him aside.
有的时候我们因为任何的原因的时候把这一边的时候呢，我们呢，大卫没有说他因为把这一边呢，他里头任何的怨言，他就不做任何的事情。
David did not, because he was set aside by the Lord, do nothing or complain.
外面好像没有什么服事。
Outwardly, it seems like he didn't have any more service.
但是他为了神的殿预备材料。
But for the Lord's temple, he prepared all these materials. So when his son Solomon built the temple, it was so great. This is the second thing we can learn from Solomon. The third thing that we can learn
is that
he understood the Lord's forgiveness.
人呢是何等量有怜悯的神，他怎么样来赦免我们？
The Lord is so full of mercy, and He forgives us for our sins.
所以我们看呢，诗篇第103篇了。
When we look at Psalm 103,
诗篇103篇呢是一个大卫赞美的诗歌哈。
Psalm 103 is a psalm of praise to the Lord from David.
他开始他说了，我的心呐，你要赞美耶和华，凡在我里面的都要称颂他的圣名。
Says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name.
我的心呢，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。Bless
the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits.
他不但是外面要称颂，他里面的起来都要赞美神。Not
only is he praising the Lord outwardly, but inwardly he's also praising the Lord.
他赞美什么呢？
What is he praising?
他赞美神在他身上有什么样的恩典呢？
What kind of grace? It's upon him.
他说了,
says, who pardons all your iniquities,
医治你的一切的疾病,
who heals all your diseases.
他神呢,赦免的时候呢,
when the Lord forgives, he doesn't just forgive a portion.
你这个,今天赦免你这一点,然后呢,明天再赦免你那一点。
He doesn't say, today I'm going to forgive you this bit, and then tomorrow
当,
I'll forgive you that bit.
当我们起来认罪的时候,所有的罪,神都赦免。
When we come up and repent before our Lord, He forgives all of our iniquities.
不单是那些我们知道的罪,我们认罪,神赦免。
Not only those sins that we recognize and repent for does He forgive.
在诗篇第十九篇他说呢,求你赦免我那个隐而未显的罪。
In Psalm 19 it says, forgive me for the sins that I don't know I've committed.
对于那些连我自己都不知道的罪,
even those sins that I don't even recognize.
连我自己呢,都不晓得我就犯了罪,我为那个罪认罪。
For those sins that I don't even know I've committed, I'm repenting. And the Lord will still forgive.
哎呀,他的赦免是完全的,
His pardon is complete.
他是那个, 他, 神当他赦免, 他是完全的赦免。
And when he forgives, his forgiveness is entire. Who pardoned all of David's transgressions. Who healed all of his diseases. And these diseases aren't the outward diseases. We all know that everyone will die one day. He talks about the spiritual disease. How often we're like someone who's lame, who can't get up and walk. How many times are we blind and we can't see the Lord's way? How often are we lying there and we can't get up? And that one man was lying by the pool for 38 years. And when we lie down for 38 years as well. So these are all diseases in the spirit. So these are all. It says, God heals all of your diseases. When we are strong, the Lord helps us. And when we are weak, the Lord upholds us. He heals us. He strengthens us.
And he heard that he said, he said,
And Psalm 103 verse 8, it says, The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. His anger will not last forever. And his compassion extends.
Forever. The whole night.
If he's been crying the whole night, by the morning he'll be better.
He'll rejoice
in the morning. And so the Lord's grace upon us is truly like this. It says in verse 10, He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. What kind of sin did David commit? The sins that David committed were capital sins. And he was worthy of not one death sentence, but two.
照着律法上的规定呢，不得那个犯奸淫的人呢。 要被死,
According to the law, those who commit adultery are sentenced to be stoned to death.
谋杀的人更是要致死,
and those murderers are also to be killed.
他会不是只犯了一个死罪,
so David committed not one capital crime, but two.
如果神按照他犯的罪来报应他的话，他早就死了两次了。
If the Lord dealt with David as according to the law, he would have died twice over. But our Lord is full of mercy. So when Nathan came to rebuke him, he repented immediately. So the Lord said, because you repented, you will not die. So we might take this very lightly, but the sins that David committed were worthy of death. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Says, if you dealt with us according to our iniquities, who would be able to stand? If the Lord dealt with us according to our iniquities, we would have all been destroyed. So, in the depths of his experience, David said these words. The Lord is so merciful and gracious to him. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is loving kindness toward those who fear him. Why did the Lord forgive? Because he has this fullness of loving kindness.
天离地有多高啊?
For as high as the heavens are above the earth.
我们说天到底离地有多高啊?
How high is the heavens above the earth?
我们今天坐飞机怎么就上天了，对不对？
So today we get on a plane, we can fly up.
我们对神的爱那个认识大概就是几千尺的高啊，好像飞机那么高一样。
Our understanding of the Lord is probably, you know, just that many thousand meters.
圣经上说的天呢，不是一层天、两层天，它是三层天呢。But
when the Bible talks of the heavens, it's not just this one layer of sky. There's not only two layers of the heavens, but three.
今天第二层天呢，这宇宙我们都不知道到底有多大、有多远。So
this second layer of heavens, this universe, we don't know how big it is.
因为我们对神的爱呢，也是不知道它到底有多高。So
we can't understand just how great is the Lord's love.
所以在那个以弗所书啊，他说啊，要我们要和第三章啊，他说我们要与众圣徒一同来明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。It
says in Ephesians that together with all the saints, we are to understand what is the height and depth, breadth and length of the Lord's love.
我们需要跟众圣徒一同来明白。
With all of the saints together, we have to understand.
我们自己能够明白一点点。
We ourselves can only understand a little bit.
当众圣徒聚在一起，聚在饼杯面前的时候，我们多认识一点。
So that when we gather together with all the saints before the bread and the cup, we can understand a little bit more.
就算是这样子的话呢，我们对主的爱的认识啊，他是说呢，这爱呢是过于我们所能测度的。
But even altogether, what we can say about the Lord's love, we can only say that it is beyond our comprehension. How great is His love toward us?
东离西有多远呢？他叫我们的罪过犯离我们也有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us.
大卫真是认识神的恩典的人。So
David truly is a man who understands the Lord's mercy.
东离西有多远？他叫我们的罪孽离我们也有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, that is how far He separated our sins from us.
东离西有多远啊?
How far is the east from the west?
你可以说这里是东，这里是西，对不对？就这么远。
You could say this is east and this is west, and it's this far.
哎，你可以说从 east Windsor 到 west Windsor 那么远，也是东到西，对不对？
You could say from east Windsor to west Windsor. That's east and west.
我们说这可能从东半球到西半球，这也是东到西，对不对？
You could say from the eastern hemisphere to the western hemisphere.
哎，我们对神的恩典的认识大概也是这样子哈。
So our understanding of the Lord's mercy is probably only about that much.
我们对神的赦免的恩典大概就是从east Windsor到west Windsor这么远了。
We can probably only say our understanding of the Lord's mercy is as far as east Windsor is from west Windsor.
我们犯了错了。
When we sin.
我们认罪。
We repent.
我们悔改。
And we confess our sins.
那么神呢，你也知道神赦免我了。
And we know that the Lord has forgiven us.
那过了两天了。
But 2 days later.
又想起来了。
Remember it again.
哎呀，里头良心又责备了。
And then our conscience again rebukes us.
再来认罪。
And then we confess our sins.
再来求神赦免。
And we ask the Lord again to forgive us.
好了，神说好了，我已经赦免过你了，好，再赦免你。
The Lord will say, "All right, I've already forgiven you of this, but I'll forgive you again."
过了两个礼拜了。
And then 2 weeks later,
又想起来了。
We once again recall our sins.
哎呀，神啊，那个对不起，我当初不该做那件事情，实在是得罪你。
We'll repent and say, "Oh Lord, you know, I really sinned against you."
你知道吗？那时候主要生气了。You
know, at that time, the Lord will get angry.
你认罪是好啊。You
understanding that you have sinned is good.
他说我已经赦免你的罪了。But
I've already forgiven you.
我不是已经把赦罪的平安赐给你了吗？
I've already given you this peace of
forgiveness. 我已经涂抹了你的罪了。I've
already blotted out your transgressions.
哎呀，我们呢就好像那个一直温着，温着，我开了5分钟就把这个过去的犯的罪又追回来了。As
far as East Windsor from West Windsor, as soon as I take a short drive, 5 minutes later, I found my sin again.
当我们来神的面前认罪的时候，
So when we come before the Lord to ask for
forgiveness，里面呢要有那样的信心啊，
We have to have this faith within us.
耶稣说，神已经赦免我一切的罪孽。That
the Lord has already forgiven us of all of our sins.
撒旦不能再来控告我。Satan
can't come and accuse us anymore.
不能再控告我说你犯了什么样什么样的罪。He
can't accuse us and say you've done this and this and this.
因为耶稣基督的血已经洗净了我一切的罪了。Because
the blood of our Lord Jesus has already washed away all of our sins.
我们天然的肉体也不能再来控告我们了。And
in our fleshly body can't accuse us anymore.
我们那个软弱的良心呢，常常起来控告我们。Our
weak conscience always comes up to accuse us.
神已经赦免了罪了，我们里头呢还是得不到平安。Even
though the Lord has washed away our sins, we are still not at peace within our hearts.
我们呢，那个到一个几乎到一个没有信心的程度来求神赦免。
the point that we're almost with no faith asking the Lord to forgive us.
大卫不是这样的啊,
but David is not like this.
大卫他说东离西有多远，他叫我们的罪孽过犯离我们也有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us.
因为呢，父亲呢，连怎么样连续他的儿女的，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。
Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
因为呢，他知道我们的本体啊，思念我们不过是尘土。
For he knows our frame, he is mindful that we are but dust.
神认识我们，他知道我们软弱，他知道我们不过是出于尘土的人。
The Lord knows who we are and knows that we are but dust.
他赦免我们，他赦免我们一切的罪孽。
He forgives us and washes away all of our sins.
那么大卫呢，他是足以能够写诗篇第十八篇了。
So this is why David can write Psalm 18.
因为他认识神赦罪的恩典。Because
he understands the forgiveness of our Lord.
他认识神的赦免是完全的赦免。He
understands that the forgiveness of our Lord is complete.
耶稣基督 在十字架上所流的血洗净我们一切的罪。
The blood of our Lord Jesus that he shed upon the cross has washed away all of our sins.
大卫呢，他是有个启示的人，他在诗篇里面多次提到要来的耶稣。
David is a prophet. Oftentimes in his Psalms, he prophesies about Jesus to come.
在诗篇22篇的时候，就描述耶稣在十字架上面所死的。
Psalm 22, he prophesied of the condition of our Lord Jesus upon the cross. Because he can see.
知道要来的那一位是他们的拯救，是他们的弥赛亚。
Because he can see that he who was to come was the Messiah, was their Savior.
所以他固然他为了自己的罪认罪。
So not only did he repent for his own sin,
他忧伤痛悔。
He was filled with sorrow and a contrite heart.
那么他也接受神在他身上的管教，神在身上的那个惩罚。
And he accepted the Lord's discipline upon him.
更重要的呢，他知道，就不是因为他悔改，不是因为他接受惩罚，他的罪被涂抹。And
he understands that not because he repented or accepted the discipline was his sins blotted out.
那他之所以能赦免，完全是因为神的恩典。He
knows that he is forgiven because of the Lord's
completion.
Because of what the Lord Jesus accomplished upon the cross.
哎呀，他可以在人面前宣告说，我在他面前做了完全人。So
he can proclaim before the people that I am a perfect man.
我也保守我远离我的罪孽。And
I have kept myself from my iniquity.
啊，这是神在大卫身上做的。So
this is the work that the Lord accomplished.
这也是神要在我们每个人身上做的。And
what the Lord wants to accomplish on every one of us.
是神的恩典呢，要把我们都有一天要做成像他儿子的样子。And
that one day, by the Lord's grace, He will mold us into the image of His Son.
当他再来的时候。And
when He returns,
我们每一个人都能够站立在他面前。We
would all be able to stand before Him.
感谢主。We
give thanks to our Lord.
有点祷告。Let's
bow our heads for a short word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, give thanks and praise to you.
多少时候我们不认识你儿子在十字架上面所成就的救赎。
Oftentimes we may not understand the forgiveness that you have given to us.
开我们里面的眼睛。
Open up our eyes.
让我们看见，不但让我们看见主在十字架上面所付的代价何等的大。
Allow us to see not only the price that the Lord Jesus had to pay upon the cross.
开我们里面的眼睛,
open the eyes within us.
让我们看见我们一切的罪，耶稣基督已经的血已经完全赦免了。
To see that all of our sins have already been washed away by the blood of our Lord Jesus.
靠着他的血，我们能够来到父的面前。
By his blood, we can come before the Father.
有个清洁的良心来侍奉他。
And we can serve him blamelessly.
我们感谢你。
We thank you. We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.